This week, security forces in Iraq began a concerted effort to push ISIS out of Mosul. U.S. military advisors are helping, and one has died doing so, a Navy bomb disposal expert. Still, the Pentagon's assessments of the fight have said that it's on track, and the focus at this point is on the villages outside of Mosul. NPR's Alice Fordham finds that some troops in Iraq are shaken by the force of ISIS resistance.
In the sunlit courtyard of a mosque overlooked by jagged mountains, dozens of men arrived to offer condolences to the family of Brigadier Hamid Burmous, killed in action by an ISIS bomb. We're in the ethnic Kurdish city of Duhok in northern Iraq, and most of the men wear Kurdish traditional baggy pants with a wide sash. But there are men in uniform too, briefly back from the front lines, and they say it's been a tough week. The dead brigadier's nephew, Iraqi Sergeant Herman Idris, has eyes red from weeping.
I would need days to talk about his life. He was a hero.
Idris, too, has been fighting against ISIS in the offensive in the rural areas around Mosul that began early Monday. The bomb that killed his uncle was a kind he hadn't seen before.
ISIS has changed their tactics, and they've changed their landmines. This kind of mine is different from what we've seen before.
Iraq's security forces have been preparing for months for this offensive. In this particular battle, north of Mosul, the forces were moving into villages where all the civilians had fled ISIS long ago. At the beginning of the week, some Iraqi officials told NPR this phase would take just a week or two. After a chaotic battle Thursday, Idris disagrees.
They are fighting a tough fight, and that means it will take longer.
ISIS has slowed down Iraqi advances, not with direct fighting, but with dozens of truck and car bombs, networks of mines, mortars, snipers, suicide attackers. A commander, a grizzled colonel named Jamal El-Amenki, says his forces weren't expecting attacks on this scale. He says over the past 2 years, they've at least known where ISIS fighters are, had intelligence about what they've been planning. Now he guesses the extremists must have been building bombs and booby traps in tunnels and laying them at night. Until now, the front line had barely moved in 2 years, so the extremists have had plenty of time. In a family home in a nearby town, I meet a young soldier named Ismail El Zangana, who was wounded in the fighting. His leg is bandaged, but he's well enough to sit in the red and gold parlor and receive all the relatives who have come to wish him well. He was in a convoy when an ISIS car rigged with explosives approached. The Iraqi soldiers shot it with a rocket and he was wounded in the explosion. He too says ISIS doesn't directly fight to keep these little villages, so they don't actually stop the advances, but these booby traps and suicide attacks do slow security forces down, and they kill. Iraqi officials declined to give exact figures of casualties, but soldiers on the front lines, speaking unofficially and anonymously, say dozens have died this week. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Duhok, Northern Iraq.